You've been doing up there.
If you guys need anything over on Guide Row, Jack knows how to get hold of me.
Okay.
We're good.
Thank you.
Is it going?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to go into open.
Second. Well, you would like to, or you are making it?
Upon your permission, I will make that motion.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go out of closed into open. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we're back in open session.
See if you're awake. But I don't want you to get a kink in your neck when I do
that. I've got one. Okay, discussion and consideration of ratification of cooperative law enforcement annual operating plan and financial plan between the Daggett County Sheriff's Department, USDA, Forest Service, Ashley National Forest.
I'll make the motion that we ratify the agreement that's been signed.
Did the sheriff want to be on for this?
I don't think so.
He's actually on vacation. He said he would try and get on. Do you want to try and get hold of him? Do you want him on board?
I'm fine with it. It's fine.
He signed it.
Me.
Or you signed it based on his.
I just didn't know if he wanted to say anything about it or not.
Do you want to text him and see?
He kind of said something last week and then he had me sign it.
Okay.
He's good with it, I think.
I think he is.
Okay.
So we'll bring it back next week if there's an issue.
Okay.
I made a motion.
Did he second it? No, I didn't think he did.
Not that I heard.
I interrupted. So.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to ratify the cooperative law enforcement agreement or operating plan between the county sheriff and the USDA Forest Service Ashley National Forest. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, three, discussion and consideration of ratification of the rural EMS assessment flex grant for Daggett County Ambulance.
If I understood, this was only $500?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we ratify the rural EMS assessment flex grant for Daggett County Ambulance in the amount of $500.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we, how did you put it?
Ratify.
That we ratify the EMS, rural EMS flex grant in the amount of $500. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I'll make a motion to table the 8 and 9 regarding the budget at the advice of the auditor until we have everything put together.
So that means that we leave it open. We leave the budget open. Okay.
I'll second. We're prepared to shut it, but we need to be prepared for next week
okay.
to shut it.
It's been moved and seconded that we table items 8 and 9 concerning the budget.
Let me skip some.
I don't think so.
Yes, 4 and 5.
4 and 5.
And 7. Seven we already kind of talked about, but
okay. Anyway, well, we're on 7 and 8, if you're willing to accept that change in the
8 and 9.
Or 8 and 9.
I'm so confused now.
Would you call for a vote on 8 and 9?
Yes. All
aye.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
For the rest of the 4 and 5, and let you guys finish them off.
I tell you, discussion and consideration of insurance application for airports.
So we had these all filled out, but where the question came up of whether we wanted to increase the insurance amount from.
Well, and there was some things that weren't filled out or that weren't showing up that were filled out. So we wanted to get it as close as we could get it, so we've adjusted that. I did speak with USIP about this, and they said we could ask for, you know, multiple quotes based on those different insurance amounts if we wanted to. I just put in the lower amount for now.
The amount that we've had prior.
We've had, yeah.
Yeah.
But we could ask for additional quote that when I send in the forms that just mention that we want to do that, get that as well.
Okay, so turn in the applications, but maybe ask for more information.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
But go ahead and sign it.
Yeah, because it's due Friday, the 21st, so we kind of have to act on this today.
I'll make a motion that we sign the insurance applications for the airports and ask for more information on increased coverage.
Was it asking for more information on increased coverage or asking for multiple quotes?
Multiple, I'd say multiple quotes.
Okay, multiple. I'll amend my motion to that.
Does this take that work like a damn?
Tell me why.
Doesn't look like a corn dog to me. It's got more sugar in it than a corn dog.
Some of us are good keepers.
Jack, I made a motion that we sign the insurance applications for the airports.
I'll second it. I looked over that one.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the and sign the commercial airport liability insurance application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Man, are we moving now?
The voting.
I think five is the last one.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of 2020 general election mobile voting pilot contract with VOATS.
Yeah. So what this is for disabled and overseas voters, what they call UACAVA voters, military or people like Teresa Draper that are out of the country. And
now I'm in trouble.
So it's allows them to vote electronically because otherwise they have to do it by fax or email, which is not even as private as this is.
As long as it doesn't involve the post office, I'm good.
Yeah, Trump's.
Well, and that's part of the problem. Because of the post office, certain countries no longer can do mail anymore.
Yeah, because Trump sold all the mailboxes.
So, anyway,
this will make it easier for.
Yeah, and this is a pilot program because it's not 100% proven yet that this is effective and that it's safe. This company feels that it is, and some of that information I've included in the packet for you to review. And so the cost for us would be $100 to participate in this and allow some of our disabled voters or others to participate. It's not for the average, everyday voter.
Do they have to certify to be able to use it in some form or another?
Yeah, there's some certifications that they've obtained, but there's
no. I mean like that this is the only way they could vote.
No, they just have to
swear an oath of some sort that says this is
be a part, you know, fit into one of those categories. They don't have to. I mean, I know there's one. We have one blind voter that I've talked to him about it, and he was like, I don't know. It's something different. It may be harder than I think, you know. So, but he said he might be willing to try it at least and see how it works. So.
How many voters in our?
We're looking at six or seven right now.
For that $100.
Yeah. So, it's.
Do you see any faults in it? Or frailties?
I'm interested in trying it. I mean, to see how it works and see how many people participate. There might be others that I don't know of that this could help.
Can your budget
$100 I can. Any more than that, and I wouldn't feel comfortable approving it. But I think with the increase that you gave me, you know, of the $1,500, I think $100 can fit into that. So.
And then to Brian.
You signed the wrong one?
Right here, the applicant's signature.
What am I filling out?
That's...
What does it say? Applicant.
I'm going to see this when it comes back recorded.
Well, this one doesn't get recorded. This is just an application.
I meant this one.
All right, I'll make the motion that we...
need to change them.
Signed the contract with Voatz Inc. for the 2020 general election mobile voting pilot program.
And that's a one-time cost, $100. It's not per vote or anything like that.
No, it's just one time to participate and to have them set up the ballot so that the ballots will work. And
and
for $100.
It's probably a discount given
it's the way, it's, and they won't, it's way discounted. Yeah, it's normally going to be a lot more expensive. So that's the question. If we really like it, then
be prepared. It's going to cost us more.
And if we don't really like it, it's only $100.
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of the deal.
I'll second the motion if I didn't already.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the contract for general election mobile voting pilot contract with Votes in Daggett County. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
That's my favorite part of the meeting.
Well, go ahead.
Motion to adjourn.
You're not going to second it?
I want you to have the opportunity to buy acclamation.
No, I'm gonna let it go the full length. I got a cookie.
I got a cookie.
I got cookies.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
Be here all day.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we're adjourned. Shut the devices off.
Please.
Just the square.
I don't have to say please.
If you want me to push the damn button, you do.